partner even closer with in the start of this year. And think about what are your options there. I took out a piece of paper and I just wrote down specific people that I had in mind, different ministries to partner with. And as Paul's writing to the Philippians in chapter 1, verses 3 to 5, he says, I thank God for you so much, for we have a partnership together in the gospel. And that partnership continues and it bears fruit. So where would you say your partnerships are? Maybe people who have similar jobs and roles serving God, and maybe they're even in other churches or other cities, but you can partner with them, learn from each other. For me, as I think about King and Pierce Counties in Seattle here, and there's 1.86 million people who don't follow Jesus. And so there's something we're starting called Saturate the Sound and partnering with a bunch of other healthy ministries as we think about inviting more people into that. But how can we love people? How can we share Jesus? Every man, woman, and child should give the opportunity to follow the Lord and know His goodness. So that's one thing that God's doing. But take some time. Who are some mentors? Maybe you don't have any mentors. Write down some names of people who could be mentors and then explore those options. Get together once and see what God does. And as you think about that, write down those names and then take some steps. Maybe you're more passive and relationally you don't feel a need to connect as much, but still take a step, pray for it, go for it, and let God guide you, because it's through relationships that so often our greatest blessings come. So be specific and trust the Lord with it.